Isn't it funny how the best chats are often had in the car on a long drive? Yeah, you're swapping stories, you're having a laugh, and you're solving the world's biggest problems. So welcome to Car Chats, where we put you in the back seat and get the backstory of some of our favorite humans and hopefully learn something along the way. In this snippet of Car Chats, we were blessed to go for a ride with opera singer, radio host, psychologist, business mogul, and overall good human, Greta Bradman, where we discuss her performance mindset words and how she prepared herself to sing on top of, not in, the Sydney Opera House. The full episode is available to all our Mojo members via the Mojo app, where you'll also hear Greta talk about the counterintuitive power of softness, her perspective on the spiritual connection of music, and because you're really lucky, my first singing lesson. Ouch. Hope you enjoy the chat as much as I enjoyed taking her for a ride. Can we talk about performance mindset, Greta? Because obviously you are a professional performer. You've done it for many, many years. And like any performer, if we focus on uncontrollables in a performance, you know, whether it's expectations of others or outcome or attaching my self-worth to the performance, it's going to cause anxiety and so forth. And one of the exercises we do is we get someone to identify a particular performance when they were absolutely in the zone, either because it was life and death in your case, or they find it one performance when they were just at their best, in the zone, in flow, and then find the words that best describes how they were feeling, right? But first and foremost, can you talk to me about a particular performance when you were absolutely at your best? Because the one that you mentioned to me a while back is like something I've never heard before.
Yeah, I know the performance you're talking about. So a few years ago, I had to sing some highlights from La Traviata, an opera by Verdi, from the roof of the Opera House in Sydney.
The roof of the Opera House?
Yeah.
Not in the Opera House.
No.
You're on the roof of the Opera House.
Yeah. And the roof of the... So, the Opera House is made up of a series of sails.
Yep.
So, the sail which kind of faces the front steps of the Opera House, it's the highest sail at the front, that's where I was. And my dress was 100 metres of red silk down either side of the Opera House, which turns out is really heavy. So I went up there. It was quite a process, actually. You begin by, you know, heading up in elevators, and then you hop out of the elevator and you start climbing stairs, and then the stairs run out and you start climbing ladders.
And you're climbing ladders in...
Not the dress.
Not the dress.
No. So the dress was so heavy that it had its own rigging that was attached to the roof of the Opera House. Partly because they were worried that, you know, if the wind picked up, it could lift me off the roof.
And yeah, suddenly you're Mary Poppins.
Suddenly, yeah, for a split second before I'm heading, plummeting
yep.
to the... But on the way up there, you're climbing these ladders, and there is just inside the sails, black dark on either side of this ladder for a long, long way. So it's one of, for me, it was a very unusual experience because I'm not used to literally holding on and thinking...
Understatement.
if I let go, that's it. This is not... It was really, it was a sort of a bizarre...
Bizarre performance.
So then got up there, headed out onto the roof, hopped into my dress. The person who was actually one of the safety people for the entire performance, he was under my dress, so under my skirt.
Oh my god.
It was the only way that he could be hidden because the performance was actually filmed via helicopter. So everyone else could sort of like duck down.
I'm already shitting myself just listening to this story, by the way.
And then, of course, the orchestra. The orchestra was way down there, so I was rigged up to just in ears and was listening to the orchestra through my ears.
Yeah.
And there was pretty much completely around the Opera House, but at a fair distance, thunderstorms with lightning. So we only had this relatively narrow window in which to give this performance, which was part of a broader show. The performance itself lasted about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And in amongst everything that was going on, there was, you know, like the winds were higher than had been hoped. It's amazing how you can create a sense of absolute stillness within that context. You know, in that moment of performance, you just do whatever it takes to get it done.
Wow. Like connection with the actual singing was what brought you back. Yeah.
And that capacity to drop down into the present moment and just bring your attention to exactly where it is needed at that moment.
Love that.
And all of the other what ifs, they're kind of maybe there in the background,
yep.
But they are so far back that it just doesn't matter.
Wow. Yeah, that ability to shift away from all these uncontrollables, the thunder, the lightning,
yeah.
The wind, the fact that you're 350 feet up,
yeah.
That your dress is connected to a cable. There's quite a few uncontrollables. It's being filmed by a helicopter above you. You've got 10 minutes to pull off this performance.
Yeah.
There's quite a few distractions going on. So can you go back to that memory for me? Go back to that performance and call out the words that best describes how you are feeling in that moment of performance that you talk about. We've got that incredible sense of flow. I think you've mentioned present is one of those words.
Present, still, in the moment. Funnily enough, because I know that it's not, I mean, I talk a lot about, you know, almost everything being uncontrollable.
Yeah.
But the felt sense of control that just accepting all of the uncontrollables can create,
yeah,
for you in that moment of performance, which is a really powerful thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the difference of that perception or felt sense of control versus actually trying to attain control, which is not possible.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the feeling, yeah, being in control.
Yep.
As a feeling.
As opposed to having control.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
So that's present, still, in the moment, in control.
Yep.
Yeah, off the top of your head. Yeah.
And in a funny kind of way, it's a funny word, but powerful.
Yeah. Powerful.
And not powerful, you know, in the world, but powerful within myself in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of manage to hold that space.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. It's really fun, you know, finding that space as a performer.
Yeah. Is fun a word, or fun is a reflection of
reflection?
Of that?
Reflection.
When you're in that place, yeah. Yeah. I love those words, by the way. And I often find if you have a derivative of, like, you know, calm or composed or present right up front, because I think you've got to stop that mind chatter, yeah? All the noise, that the fear wants to take you into these uncontrollables, which causes that anxiety, so forth. But if you've got a derivative of calm or composed or present at one lens, but also a derivative of powerful or, you know, confident or strong at the other lens, I always feel if you've got those combinations right, what happens in between that, I think you use the word still or in the moment, you know, these other, or in control, these other words, and it's more instinctive, right? You're not deliberately saying these feelings when you're singing or when you're performing, but you can use those words, I'm guessing, to prepare for a performance, to bring you back into your A game, yeah?
Yeah. There are two other words that I didn't mention that I should have.
Mm.
Vulnerable and accepting. So this idea of being truly vulnerable, like allowing yourself, like anything could happen in that moment, and not sort of constraining your performance to a particular what if scenario that limits what you have to offer in that moment.
Yeah.
And then accepting of whatever comes, you know.
Love
so
that.
not focusing on the outcome of the performance itself,
yep.
which for me is a big part. And I know you talk about this a lot as well. Like, I think as soon as you get in your head and try and control the outcome of the performance, rather than just working to create a moment that enables the performance to be whatever it'll be.
Yeah,
that for me is a big part. And I think that, you know, for me at least, one of the things that I'm so grateful for is having the other components of my life which help me reduce my attachment to the outcome of a given performance, which when I was performing a bunch certainly helped elevate my performance. Like, I think they were better because I was less attached to the outcome.
Wow. That's it for this snippet of Car Chats. If you want access to the full episode and more, jump across to the Mojo website and become a member, giving you access to all new and existing content, including full episodes of Car Chats, as well as Mojo Espresso, our masterclasses, Thank God You Asked That, and more importantly, our interventions, a collection of short form exercises to help you in real time, all in one place. So head to mojocrow.com/membership for more information.